Welcome to Word Mission Church International Podcast. Now the Word with Paul Mensah Wood.
For this morning, we thank you for the privilege to come into your presence, to study the Word of God together, to feed upon your holy written Word, O God. You said man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And so this morning, I pray that we receive food from the word of God. We receive a word from heaven that will change our lives and cause us to walk in your purposes that you have destined for us. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Everybody said amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So let's turn our Bibles, if you will please, to Mark chapter 5, verse 25. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Mark chapter 5, verse 25. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Mark 5. 25. Let's continue studying on healing. Now, a certain woman, Mark 5:25. Thank you. Your front row seat. Front row treatment. Thank you. Okay. Mark 5:25. Oh, Miss Karen, maybe she needs a Bible. There we go. All right, good. Mark 5:25. Now, a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, "If only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made whole." I want you to make a note of that. For she said, "If only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well." Immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" But his disciples said to him, "You see the multitude thronging you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see her who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction." This woman has had this condition for 12 years and has suffered many things from many physicians. She spent all she had, and still she is no better, but rather growing worse. What a deplorable condition. You are sick, you spent all your money, and you are growing worse. Hopeless. Hopeless condition for this woman. She tried the physicians, no cure. She spent all her money, she's not any better. But she's rather growing worse. 27, and when she heard about Jesus. That's the difference maker. That's what makes the difference. When she heard about Jesus, she heard about Jesus, she heard about Jesus. That's what makes the difference. When she heard about Jesus, What we hear about Jesus is so important. What do you think that she heard? She heard that this man Jesus is healing people of all kinds of infirmity and sicknesses. And when she heard it, exactly what the Bible says in Romans chapter 10 verse 17 came. It happened. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans chapter 10 verse 17. Romans 10 and verse 17. Romans 10 and 17. She heard about Jesus, and faith came when she heard about Jesus. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So when this woman heard about Jesus, that he was healing the sick, faith came, and she decided that she's going to do something about her circumstances. She's going to do something about what is facing her. She could have said, I've been in this condition for 12 years. Nothing has changed. Nothing has happened. I've given up. The physicians have said my case is hopeless. They have done all they can do, and I'm still in this condition. She could have equally said that. But no, she decided not to say that. She said, when she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. It wouldn't have done her any good if she had heard and said negative about the situation. It wouldn't have done her any good if she hadn't gone, made an effort to go towards Jesus. She said she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, if only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made whole. She said something. She said something. If I would touch the garment of his clothes, I shall be made whole. Immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that affliction. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power, notice that word power, had gone out from him, turned around in the crowd and said, who touched my clothes? What a question. Yes, there's a multitude surrounding Jesus. People are all around him, and he's asking the question, who touched me? What is he referring to? He knew that power had gone out of him. He knew that power had gone out of him. Why did not the power go out of him to everybody else? The thing that made the connection here was, later on Jesus said, your faith has made you whole. It was the faith connection that made the woman draw the power out of Jesus. So important. But the key is the first thing is she said. She said about Jesus, and then she said, if only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made whole. So she pushed through the crowd, and all the whole time that she's going there, her faith is, when I touch the garment, I shall be made whole. That is exactly what Jesus Christ said will happen in Mark chapter 11, verse 23 and 24. Mark 11, 23, 24. Mark 11, 23, 24. Says, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. So this woman put this principle into operation. Jesus is walking about. He's saturated with the power of God. He's God himself manifested in the flesh. The crowd is thronging around him, but nothing will happen until this woman said, if I may touch his garment, I shall be made whole. That's exactly what Jesus said. Notice, as surely I say to you. So this woman, her mountain, and the thing that she needed moved in her life was the sickness. It says, be removed. Whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. The woman got exactly what she said. She got exactly, she did not doubt in her heart that if I can touch the garment, his garment, I shall be made whole. I shall be made whole. And so Jesus said to her, daughter, your faith has made you whole. What she said is what she believed. And that's exactly what happened. And she wanted desperately to be healed of that sickness. She wanted desperately to be made whole, to have some money to pay her bills, to do other things, and not have to spend it on physicians. She spent all her money, she's growing wealth, but she heard about Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus is still the same. Notice this morning that what are you saying? What are we saying with the words of our mouth? What we say is what we believe. If we believe that Jesus Christ is still the healer, that's what we'll say when sickness confronts us or whatever the circumstance might be. This woman chose to push through the crowd, chose to push through out the hindrances. I mean, in her condition, she was not supposed even to be in the public. But she chose to push through, press through. I'm going to touch his garment today for my deliverance. I will not let the master pass by today. This day is my day of deliverance. This day is my day to be made whole of this infirmity. I've had it for so long, I do not want to have it again. If Jesus is healing, I'm touching him today. Hallelujah. That is what she decided to do. And you ought to realize that, like last week we stated, for you to come to God for healing, you have to realize that it's God's will. That was our first point last week. Just to recap, it is God's will to heal you. And that sickness does not come from God. And so today I want us to, let's study the healing covenant, or the healing in the Old Testament that God told his people. And then we'll look at it as well in the New Testament, how it applies to us today. But the first point that you have to know is that it is God's will to heal you. And in the Old Covenant, God told the children of Israel in Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Let's go to Exodus 15, 26. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And said, if you will diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God, and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandment, and keep all his statute, I will put, or as the Hebrew literally says, I will permit none of the diseases on you which I have brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. I am the Lord who heals you. He said that if they heeded his voice and did what was right in his sight, giving ear to his commandment and keeping his statute, he will not permit none of the diseases of that came on the Egyptians to come upon them. He is the one, he at this point said that I am the Lord your healer. I am the Lord who heals you. So he promised them that all they had to do was heed diligently the voice of the Lord, and that he is going to be their healer. He is going to be their healer. This is under the Old Testament. Exodus chapter 23 and 20. Exodus 23, 25 to 26 says the same thing. These are the scriptures that you have to keep going over and over and over again, to know that it is God's will. He's promised to be your healer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water. And I will take sickness away from the midst of you. No one shall suffer miscarriage or be barren in your land. I will fulfill the number of your days. So you shall serve the Lord your God. He will bless your bread and your water, and will take sickness away from the midst of you. No one shall suffer miscarriage or be barren in your land. I will fulfill the number of your days. Promise to take sickness away. Sickness away. Away from the midst of them. So under the old covenant, potentially they could live without sickness or disease. He promised that he will bless their bread and their water. He will bless every the work of their hand. There will no one will die young, and no one will suffer miscarriage or be barren. That is the promise that he gave to them. And I will fulfill the number of your days. Hallelujah. He will let them live without sickness. Take sickness away from them, and then let them fulfill the number of their days. Walk before him. So there was that potential for them, so long as they obeyed and served the Lord their God. Someone said that, so if they weren't going to live, I mean, if he was going to take sickness away from them, then how are they going to die? They don't need to be sick to die. All they will do is that they will just get ready. Like Jacob of old, when they get ready to die, they just fold their legs, and the Bible says that they give up their spirit, and then they are gone. That's how God intended for it to be. He will bless their bread and water and take the sickness away and let them fulfill the number of their days. He continually revealed himself as their healer. Continue revealing himself as the one who will take sickness away from the midst of them. Nobody will suffer miscarriage. Nobody will be barren in their land. In the name of Jesus. Let's look at another promise as well. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 13 to 15. Thank you, Lord. And he will love you and bless you and multiply you. He will also bless the fruit of your womb and the fruit of your land, your grain and your new wine and your oil, the increase of your cattle and the offspring of your flock in the land of which he swore to your fathers to give you. You shall be blessed above all people. There shall not be a male or female barren among you or among your livestock. Think about it. Not even their livestock will be barren. 15. And the Lord will take away from you all sickness. Oh, how many? All sickness. All sickness. And will afflict. Or as the Hebrew again literally says, and will permit none of the terrible diseases of Egypt which you have known, but will lay them on all those who hate you. He says that he promised to bless them in the field, their cattle, promise of prospering the work of their hands, and promised as well that there will be no barren among them or even their animals. Think about it. Hallelujah. I remember one time we were praying for a certain lady. She was not giving birth. And we stood on these two scriptures. God says that there will be none barren among us. There will be none barren among us. And then now she has three children. Hallelujah. To the glory of God. That is God's perfect will for our lives. No sickness. No barrenness. His blessing upon the works of our hand. His blessing prospering everything that we do, so that he has promised to do all that for us. All he says is that we should obey and serve him. We'll take sickness away, away, away from you. Away from you. The fact that they only got sick when they got out from his protection, or when they disobeyed God, is very evident. So every time that they went away from God, he told them, I place before you life and death, blessing and cursing. You choose. Now it's your choice for you to choose life, to choose hell, to choose the blessing, or to choose the other way. So long as they walk in God's ways, they walk in the health that had been provided for them. And every time they stepped out, they could come back as well and then come back under his protection to where their health was restored. Psalm 103, verse 3 to 5 talks about the fact that these benefits were available to the children of Israel. Psalm 103, 3 to 5. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory to God. It says, who forgives all your iniquities, and he who heals all, how many? All your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Who forgives? Every one of us will agree. It's people, it's easy to believe that God will forgive us sins when people commit sin. But in the same breath, in the same line, it says he forgives them their iniquities and heals all their diseases. Glory to God. That excites me. Hallelujah. All your diseases. So long as they were walking in, he would take sickness away from them. He is the Lord that heals you. He is the one that heals all your diseases. Hallelujah. Take that and walk with it. Crowns you, redeems your life from destruction. That is protection. Crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Who satisfies your mouth with good things. He's a good father. So that your youth is renewed like the eagles. So long as they were walking in that. That was God's perfect plan for their lives. That they will walk in the fullness of it. They will walk in the fullness of it. But any time they got out from that place, not serving him, just disobeying his commandments, then they went into trouble. But even then, he said he forgives all their iniquities and heals all their diseases. God wanted them to live their full lifespan without sickness or disease. Psalm 107, verse 11, talks about the fact that they got out from under his protection, and that's how come they ended up in that situation. Psalm 107, verse 11. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Because they rebelled against the words of God and despised the counsel of the Most High God. They rebelled against his word and despised the counsel of the Most High God. But then look at verse 17. It says, fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. That is the Israel. That is why the affliction came. Their soul abhorred all manner of food, and they draw nigh to the gates of death. They draw nigh to the gates of death because of their transgression. But look at the good news. Then, 19, then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He saved them out of their distresses. 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their distractions. Hallelujah. He sent his word and delivered them. Sent his word and delivered them. Sent his word and delivered them. They drew nigh to the gates of death. Because of their transgression, they were afflicted. But then even in their trouble, when they cried out to God and said, God, we have sinned against you. We have gone against your ways. He saved them out of their distresses. He sent his word. He sent his word through his prophets, telling them, come back. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their distraction. This today I pray that as the word of God is coming forth, may you be delivered from all your distractions. May you walk in the health that has been purchased for you by Almighty God Himself. In the mighty name of Jesus. See, the word when Jesus Christ came, that was the word of God that He sent to the people at the time for their deliverance, for their healing. Because John chapter 1 verse 1 says that in the beginning was the word. And the word, John chapter 1 verse 1, let's go there. He sent his word. That was the word he sent to the people, that I will take sickness away from you, I will heal you. And now Jesus Christ was the word that God sent to us in the new covenant. John chapter 1 verse 1. Thank you, Lord. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him, nothing was made that was made. And so now, Jesus is the word that God has sent for our healing. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. So Jesus Christ was God manifest in the flesh for the healing and the deliverance of mankind. For the healing and the deliverance of the people there. And not only that, but we as well. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. And verse 14 says, and the Word became flesh. And the Word became flesh. John chapter 1, 14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Dwelt among us. So Jesus was the Word made flesh. And we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus was the Word of God made flesh. He was the Word of God made flesh for our deliverance, for our healing. And that's how He functioned when He was on the earth. So Jesus, in the Old Covenant, we've seen all these promises about God to keep them healthy, to heal them when they are sick. What about the New Covenant? The Bible says that we have a better covenant established on better promises. Let's say we have you have a $20 bill and I have a $10 bill. The $20 bill is better than the $10 bill because the $20 bill has $10 in it and more. So if you promise to heal them, if you promise to keep them healthy, how much more in this new covenant? Hebrews chapter 8 verse 6 says that we have a better covenant. Hebrews 8 and verse 6. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hebrews 8, 6. But now He has obtained a more excellent ministry, in as much as He is also mediator of a better covenant, which was established on better promises. His ministry now is more excellent, as He's also the mediator of a better covenant established on better promises. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Better covenant, better promises. So if we promise to keep them healthy, heal them in the old covenant, how much more in this new covenant, even we have a much better covenant on better promises. He provided healing for us in the new covenant. A certain old woman had heard a minister talking like the way I'm talking right now about healing. And her grandchildren were going to those meetings, and they had just discovered Jesus as healer. And people were getting healed and saved. And they came back and they told their grandmother. And their grandmother couldn't go. She was 93 years and she said the meetings were too late for her, so she couldn't go. But when they came back and they were talking about, she said, "Wow, this is wonderful. You remember, I was 40 years ago, a minister came to our church and he was talking about Jesus as healer. And at that time, I took Jesus as my healer and I've been without sickness all these 40 years. And then the children said, "Well, we thought you were just conditioned for that. You were a little bit stronger, or your physique or the way your construction was, that's why you weren't getting sick." He said, "No, I took Jesus as my healer. When I saw that, even in the old covenant, he would take sickness away from them and fulfill the number of their days. At that point, I took him as my healer and as the one who will keep me healthy. And he has kept me healthy all these years." And so one day when she was 94, she just decided, she just did all her regular housework, helped clean the dishes for about 8 people, and the granddaughters, everybody, and then she would sit down and the granddaughter would play a piano and she would read the Bible. And then one of the times when she was doing that, she said, "Today, I'm going home at 10 o'clock in the morning." It's, the kids were like, "Do you know what you are saying? You are home." It's like, "No, I'm going home at 10 o'clock in the morning." And just before 10 o'clock, as soon as 10 o'clock hit, she says, "There's Jesus. He has come to take me home." And then she just went. A number of her days were fulfilled, and she just home without sickness or without disease. That's God's plan and God's best for all of us. Doesn't just belong to the Jews or just to special category of people. Jesus paid for us to walk healthy and to walk according to this covenant or to his promises that he has for us. Free of sickness, free of diseases. Walk in the fullness of that. And not only that, you see all those promises. Make us whole in every area of our life. We have a better covenant established on better promises. Hallelujah. And so you walk in defeat. You read these scriptures to yourself. Tell yourself, always speak the word of God over your life. He's purchased my healing on the cross. He's purchased for me to walk healthy. By his stripes I was healed. I'm healed. I walk in the healing that he has purchased for me. No matter the plague going around, no matter the sickness going around, I am, by redemption, I'm exempted from walking in that. And I walk in the fullness of it. He is the word that has been sent to us to deliver us, to heal our sicknesses, and cause us to walk in the fullness of it. You live out the plan of God for your life. You walk out his purposes for your life. You walk out the way he wants you to do all the projects that he wants you to do down here. You walk it, do healthy and strong. And when you are done, you say goodbye to your family, healthy and strong. And then he receives you into glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. That is his plan for our lives. And so in the new covenant, that's the first scripture, we have a better covenant established on better promises. So important, so important. A better covenant established on better promises. And then God also, in his plan of redemption, knew that, put together a plan as well, that if, okay, in case you get sick, there's a plan for you to receive your healing. His ideal is that you don't get sick, but maybe you do get sick. He has a plan as well for you to receive the healing that has been purchased for you. James chapter 5, verse 14. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. James chapter 5, verse 14. It says, "Is anyone sick? Is any among you," James 1:14. "Is anyone among you sick?" Notice he's asking a question. He's asking a question. Like, would you write to a church today and maybe ask them, "Is anyone among you sick?" That infers that he doesn't expect them to be sick. Think about it. Maybe you say, maybe the 93% or 80% that are sick, let's pray for you. But then notice that he's asking a question. "Is anyone among you sick?" Well, okay. Then he shows you what to do. "Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. If he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. You see, the forgiveness of sins and the healing is placed in the same area. It's the same thing that we saw in Psalm 103. You see, it's easy for people to believe that when you sin, he'll forgive you your sins. But he's saying that he's the same one who forgives sins is also the same one who heals. That's so important. Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him and anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick or heal the sick. And the Lord will raise him up. Hallelujah. Notice, I like all these things. The anointing with oil. The name of the Lord. The name of the Lord. And then the prayer of faith. 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 Believing that the healing has already been purchased for this person that is sick. Receive what has already been purchased. And the Lord, the promise is sure. Not maybe it would happen. Not maybe there's a potential it may or may not happen. It says, And the Lord will raise him up. We are in the same church. Jesus Christ is the head of the church. The same Jesus who said this in the beginning to the church is the same one speaking out to us now. It applies to us today. This book was written to a New Testament church. He's saying the Lord will raise him up. It sounds like the same thing he said in the Old Testament. He will deliver them from all their distractions or all their sicknesses. That is the promise of the Lord for our lives, even in this new dispensation as well. He's asking a question. Is any among you sick? I expect that maybe you have taken advantage of the redemption that has been purchased. But if you have not been able to take advantage of it, call for the elders of the church. Let them pray in the name. When they pray in the name, it will be like, I myself, I am there. My name is identical with myself. My name is there. And when they pray in my name, the prayer of faith will save the sick and the Lord will raise him up. Hallelujah. That is the promise of the Lord for us in this new covenant. It belongs to us. It is for the church. It's available for us as well. And even better yet, the scriptures that we looked at, let's look at those. We keep going over these scriptures so you can be assured that it is God's will to heal you, deliver you from all your sicknesses, and keep you healthy. Last week we looked at it. Let's look at it again. Matthew chapter 8, verse 17. Matthew chapter 8, verse 17. Quoting Isaiah. That it might be fulfilled. Matthew 8:17. Thank you, Lord. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, He himself took. I can stay on this one for a long time. He himself took our infirmities and bear our sicknesses. If he took it, he took it so you don't have to bear it. He himself took our infirmities and bear our sicknesses. Took it for us. How he loved us so much that he took it upon himself that we do not have to bear it. He's taking it for us. And so when sickness tries to come on your body, you said no. Jesus Christ took my infirmities and my sicknesses. My body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, not for sickness and disease. And so don't trespass on God's property. Get away from God's property. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. And then Peter, looking back on the cross. 1 Peter chapter 2. Verse 24, 1 Peter 2:24. Looking back on the cross, what Jesus Christ had done for us says, 1 Peter 2:24. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, and we give you praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Who himself bore our own sins in his own body on the tree. He bore our sins. Not only that, that we having died to sins might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Notice that he puts that in the past tense. He doesn't say that you are going to be healed. He considers the fact that himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses on the cross, and we were identified with him when we were there. So when he said that, he said, by whose stripes you were healed. If I was healed, then I'm healed. By whose stripes? He bore not only the sins, but he bore the sicknesses as well. He paid for our healing on the cross. By whose stripes we were healed. By whose stripes we were healed. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Totally paid for. It's all been paid for. The same time you paid for your sins, the same time you paid for your healing. So you just thank him and say, Father, I thank you that you have paid for my healing. I receive it and I walk in the fullness of it in the mighty name of Jesus. I refuse to partake of, if the price of an item has been paid, if a price of a prisoner has been paid, it doesn't have to be paid again. It's already been paid for. And so I don't have to pay for it again or have to bear it again. And so I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name, that it has been paid for. And I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty name. Then also in the New Testament, he talks about Galatians 3, 13 to 14. Galatians 3, healing. All these scriptures establish the fact that healing is available for us in the new covenant. Galatians 3, 13 to 14. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Love these words. Wonderful. Christ, hallelujah. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on the tree. So you see the same thing that Peter is saying in different words. He was made sin. He was made sick. He was made a curse for us. That the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. It comes back to it again. Through faith. All these things has been purchased for us, but like the woman with the issue of blood, we access it by faith. We access it by saying that Jesus has made a curse for me, and being the sickness was part of the curse of the law. And so if I've been redeemed from it, I keep saying, like the woman said, I am made whole by the blood of Jesus. Christ has been made a curse for me, that the blessing, there has been a divine exchange. An exchange has taken place. He was made a curse that I may receive the blessing. He was made sick that I may receive healing. He was made poor that I might receive his riches. There has been a divine exchange. Christ, the anointed one. Christ means the anointed one. He is still anointed. The anointed one and his anointed has redeemed you and I from the curse of the law. He was made a curse for us. Cursed is everyone who hangs on the tree. That we the Gentiles, we were not Jews. Someone might say that all those promises were for the Jews. No, now that we are Gentiles as well. We were outside. We were not Jews to start with. That the blessing of Abraham might come upon the rest of us. in Christ Jesus, that we might receive, that we might receive, that we might receive. He came that we might receive, that we might receive, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. My receive. He came that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. It's just a gift that he has given to us. And so we just, if someone gives us a gift, we just thank him for it, and then we receive it. Because he's a good father. He's a good father. How many of us wish our children to go through life sick, not having enough to eat, just going through life with not being made whole? None of us wishes that for our children. How much more our Heavenly Father? He wishes for us to be whole. That parents will go to the extent, they will work and work just to give their kids even a better life than they had. And Jesus, our Father, is much more than our earthly parents. Much more than our earthly parents. Matthew chapter 7, verse 11. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. He's much, much more than our earthly parents. Matthew chapter 7. Verse 11. Thank you, Lord Jesus. How much more? How much more? Matthew 7:11. Actually, let's start from verse 9. It says, "What man is there among you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more, 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 how much more?" How that sends a thrill through me. How much more will your Father, who is in heaven, give good things to those who ask him? Jesus, when he was on earth, God healing the children's bread. So he's saying that you being evil, if your son asks you for bread, you will not give him a stone, but you will give him what he's asking for. How much more? How much more, our Heavenly Father? How much more, our Heavenly Father, who loves us much more than we can imagine, who loves us enough to send his son to come and die for us? The Bible says that if he did not spare his own son but gave him to us, how will he not, in addition to him, freely give us all things? Freely give us all things. Give good gifts to us. How much more? How much more? He is a Heavenly Father who is interested in our very lives. And in every area of our lives, including healing, he is interested in us. He is interested in us to partake of all that Jesus Christ paid for and provided for us. How much more? How much more? Hallelujah. How much more? If we as earthly parents want to do good for our children, how much more our Heavenly Father? He wants to do much more for us. Much more for us. Much more for us. Take care of every aspect of our lives. All we have to do is say, "Father, I love you. Thank you that you have provided all this for me. I receive it. And what do you also want me to do for you? What do you want me to accomplish for you?" And then he says, "If they shall serve him," we just desire to serve him with all of our heart, to obey his word to the very extent that we know how. And then he just takes care of us as well. How much more? How much more is he willing, that he wants to do for us? No earthly father wants to, or parent wants to do more for his children than God will wants to do for us. No, no one. No one. He wants to do much, 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 much more for us. He's a lovely Savior. Lovely Jesus. Jesus Christ the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. He has never changed. He has never changed. When we call upon him, he's ever present. And remember that verse in James. He says, in the name of the Lord, his name brings him on the scene. He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you until the end of the age. I am with you in my name. Go in my name. He's with us in that name. He's with us in that name. So let's look to him to keep us healthy and walk in what he has purchased for us. And if you are sick as well, he is willing to make you whole. How much more? How much more? Let that go with you this week. How much more your Heavenly Father desires to undertake for you? How much more? 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 Many people are pressing in for their portion. Let's press in for our portion. We get testimonies all over the world. People are getting healed and saved. And in our lives as well, in my personal life, even in the life of our kids, so many times we just pray over them. God, touch them, deliver them, heal them. And the Heavenly Father ensures that they are healed. Let's walk in the fullness of what has been purchased for us. And through all these scriptures, you see that in the Old Testament, it was his will for them. In the New Testament, it is his will for us as well. Before coming to God for healing, you have to establish the fact that it is his will to heal you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's pray. Let's pray. I think it's right. Let's all say to this together. Lord Jesus, I thank you that you saved me and brought me into your kingdom. Today, I take you not only as my Savior, but as my healer as well. In Jesus' name, I take you as my healer. Thank you that you paid an awesome price for my healing and for my health. You desire above all things that I walk in.
We trust this podcast was a blessing. Subscribe for more messages like these. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, we would love to hear from you. Email us at info@wordmissionchurchinternational.org. We will love to equip you in daily walk, so sign up for daily devotionals and encouragement at www.wordmissionchurchinternational.org. You may reach us at 719-235-5535 or write us at P.O. Box 15883, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80935.